This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Dysart is hoping to get a charge from an electric vehicle charging infrastructure grant. Susan Hay, president of Environment Halliburton, a local environmental group, and Peter Ewald of Lakeland EV Charging, a firm which installs EV chargers in Ontario, appeared before council January 28th. Funded by insurance provider Aviva with the support of Earth Day Canada, the Charged for Change grant provides up to $125,000 to municipalities for EV charging infrastructure. In preparation for the delegation, Hay stated the case for the grant to Canoe FM.
So electric vehicles, although they're not perfect, are one of the best tools that we have to reduce our carbon footprint or the use of fossil fuels. So we need to provide electric charging stations for tourists in our community. Our economy in Halliburton Village, Dysart, is tourism-based. More and more people are adopting EV electric vehicles. And if we don't provide charging stations for tourists, they aren't going to come to Halliburton. So I believe that the availability of EV charging stations in our community is essential for our economy.
Under the proposal, Lakeland EV Charging would be responsible for the installation and maintenance of 4 Level 2 charging stations. The company has already installed 58 charging stations at 16 sites in places like Parry Sound and Muskoka. Ewald spoke to councillors about the advantages of Dysart applying for the grant.
One of the biggest advantages is we focus on downtown cores, so people come and utilize the community services and businesses. We work with chambers of commerce, business associations, because when people are charging their electric vehicle, they're likely to spend some time in the community spending money, which is a win-win for the municipality.
Dysart Mayor Murray Feary was non-committal, saying the municipality is already locked into an existing EV contract, which costs the municipality $3,000 each year. Deputy Mayor Walt McKechnie insisted his support for the grant application rested solely on the assurance that not $1 of taxpayers' money be spent on the initiative. Both Hay and Ewald reiterated the application and program would cost the municipality nothing. After some discussion, council voted in favor of staff working with both Environment Halliburton and Lakeland EV Charging to apply for the grant. The deadline to apply is February 20th.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.